You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time for a winter warmer, where we discuss ways to find enjoyment and look after yourself over the colder months. Today, we're going to explore December through history, folklore, and the natural world. December is the 12th month in our modern-day Gregorian calendar, but it was originally the 10th and last month of the Roman calendar. In Roman times, calendars were only 10 months long and began in March, and the winter period wasn't even assigned months because it wasn't an active time for military, agriculture, or civil life. In 2024, the winter solstice occurs on Saturday, December the 21st, and the solstice isn't actually a day, but a specific moment, where Earth is tilted as far away from the sun as possible, which means that the sun has the lowest path across the sky. This also means that you'll cast the longest shadow at noon on the winter solstice. There are also a few fun folklore predictions related to December, such as deep snow in winter, tall grain in summer, or the slightly strange onion skins very thin, mild winter coming in. So if you don't feel like trusting the weather app, it's time to get chopping those onions. Another saying which has some scientific backing is clear moon, frost soon. Cloud cover acts as a kind of blanket to the atmosphere and keeps heat in. So if the night sky is clear in the winter time, it's usually a very cold, crisp night and you can expect a frosty morning. Speaking of frosts, let's move to some seasonal foods. It is the time of root vegetables, including parsnips, swedes and carrots, and they're great to roast with honey, olive oil, salt and rosemary sprigs and a few chilli flakes if you want some warmth. Apples and pears are coming to the end of their crop in the UK, so it's a great chance to make a delicious crumble with your local fruit. And leeks and potatoes are in season, so it's the perfect time to make a bowl of warming leek and potato soup. Finally, let's move on to the wildlife of December. Bats, dormice and hedgehogs will begin hibernating this month, along with frogs and toads, who might spend winter hibernating at the bottom of their ponds. But foxes are certainly not hibernating, they're out more than usual over December as it's their breeding season. Over to birds, many different waders and ducks will arrive from the Arctic or Northern Europe to enjoy the milder winter climate in the UK. And it's goose galore as around 190,000 Canada geese and 200,000 greylag geese come to Britain to bolster the local populations for winter as well. You might hear their honks like this while out on a walk. The lack of foliage on trees at this time of year makes spotting owls, particularly long-eared and tawny owls, a bit easier. Tawnies are also frequently heard throughout the winter as they're re-establishing both pair bonds and territories in preparation for their breeding season. So if you're up late at night, you might hear this. And of course, the bird most associated with December is the robin, with its bright red breast. There are a few theories about why robins are associated with December. In Victorian times, postal workers delivering festive mail were nicknamed robins, as their red jackets resembled the red-breasted birds. Some people believe the link goes back even further, as there is a legend that a robin was present at the birth of Jesus Christ. According to the legend, a tiny brown bird hopped too close to the fire that was burning in the stable where Mary had given birth. A red ember landed on its breast, leading to the red feathers that were passed on to future generations of robins. Listen out for their call over this month. If you want to learn more about the nature you can encounter over each month and hear a variety of bird calls, then go to the RSPB website for their monthly Nature's Calendar and Bird Archive at www.rspb.org.uk. For now, a very merry December to you, and thanks for listening to this winter warmer on RNIB Connect Radio.